Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Just back from another triumphant speech here in Las Vegas with the Women's Republican Federation of Las Vegas luncheon. I was the keynote speaker. And once again, proving the Republican Party has no idea what their own people believe. No idea at all. I gave a speech where I said, give me applause and let me know if you agree with what I believe in. You don't have to believe in everything I believe in. It's okay if sometimes you don't believe in what I believe in. But my show is so hot. It's the most dominant show in Vegas. And it's dominating now all across the country and being syndicated across the country because I speak raw truth and I tell you exactly what I think. And so let's see if all of you agree with the things that I believe in. And so, number one, I believe that Donald Trump won the election. Wild, wild ovation. I believe that Donald Trump won an electoral landslide and won the popular vote as well, and the election was rigged and stolen. Wild, wild ovation. I believe Democrats stole the election. Wild ovation. I believe that Biden is not the president. He's a puppet who's brain dead with dementia. Wild, wild ovation. I believe the real president of the United States is Barack Hussein Obama. Wild, wild ovation. I believe this is a radical communist takeover of the United States. Wild, wild ovation. And I believe China owns Biden and the entire Democrat Party. And I believe the real president of the United States, even though it's Obama, I believe he's the order carry-outer, but he's not the order giver. The order giver is George Soros and assorted billionaires, globalist billionaires who hate the United States, and the Chinese Communist Party, and the Mexican drug cartel. They now own the presidency, they own the White House, they own the Democrat Party, and they own the United States. Massive, massive, massive ovation. And then when the speech was over, standing ovation. So obviously, and I know how they're going to ruin the country, I said, the plan is simple, open borders. They're ruining the country with open borders. Let everybody in the world in to nullify the votes of the people in this room. Wild, wild ovation. And then the speech ended with a wonderful standing ovation. Thank you, Republican Federated Women of Las Vegas and Nevada. That's what the Republican voters, 74 million of them who voted for Trump, believe in. But unfortunately, the Republican Party doesn't believe in it. And the Republican leadership in D.C. doesn't believe in it. And the Republican Congress doesn't believe in it. And Fox News doesn't believe in it. You don't even understand your own people, your own voters. I was supposed to speak for like 20 minutes. I think I spoke for an hour and a half, 90 minutes. And they couldn't get enough. They wanted more. And then a standing ovation. And that's the third time I've spoken in the last month and a half. Two Republican women's groups and the We the People group, wild, wild standing ovations and wild cheering at everything I said. Because I understand the Republican voter better than the Republican Party and the Republican leadership and the RNC. I know exactly what the Republican people believe in. You know, I gave long dissertations on my beliefs on the Derek Chauvin trial and the vaccine situation and the COVID situation. And again, everybody nodded and cheered and gave their approval. Nothing I say is extreme. Everything's reasonable and moderate and balanced. I'm not against the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But I said, wait. Everybody should wait. And sure enough, I was right. I said, wait for the first day. And what do we got since then? Well, across Europe, AstraZeneca's vaccine's been banned and suspended and blocked. And across the United States, as of now, I don't know if that's going to change, but the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been suspended. And there are lots of people in its wake who are dead. And lots of people in its wake who have blood clots in the brain. And lots of people, we found out yesterday, I read on this show, who have herpes and shingles outbreaks because of the Pfizer vaccine. I'm not saying don't take vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm saying these were rushed. These were untested. These were experimental. These are only emergency approval. And you'd have to be crazy to want them to inject in your arm until you first find out a year from now what it does to the people who want it. And then I said, if you want it, great. God bless you. I hope you do great. I could totally see the argument why you'd want it. And I could totally see why we rushed the vaccine. And I could totally understand how it gets America back to business and gets the economy and Vegas booming again. I get all that. And all that's great. I just wouldn't be the guinea pig. You're not going to make me a guinea pig. And the crowd got it, and they loved it. That's a very fair and balanced look at vaccines. There's been a lot of people crippled and injured and wounded and damaged and dead from the vaccine. And the media won't tell you. As I said at the event, I have no problem if you just told the truth. If you just said, look, we need to get America back again. We need to get America going again. We need to get the economy going again. We need to get people back to work. People need their jobs. People need the Vegas Strip. People need Broadway. People need shows. People need concerts. People need baseball and basketball and football. And if this is the way to do it, this is the way forward, okay. Just understand there are some dangers. There are some risks. There are some people that will have bad reactions and die. There are some people who have bad immune system reactions and get very sick, get Epstein-Barr, get shingles, get herpes, get all kinds of immune dysfunctional issues. And there are people that will get blood clots. And as long as you say that, I go, okay, no problem. But see, we live in a country where you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say anything bad about vaccines. They're perfect. Except Johnson & Johnson's been suspended and women have blood clots. Except AstraZeneca's been canceled by most of Europe and a lot of people are sick and a lot of people are dead. And even Pfizer and Moderna that don't have those problems, lots of people are dead. But again, it's, you know, like several thousand have died after getting the vaccine versus millions who have taken it. I give a very fair and balanced look and the economy's working again. And people are back in Vegas. I understand. As long as you tell the truth and let people know the risks and the deadly dangers, I have no problem with it. But see, they didn't want to do that. And they still don't want to do that. Not one news media is reporting about the Israeli study that you are, I think it's 40 times more likely to die from the COVID vaccine than you are to die from COVID. Did you know that study? 40 times more likely to die of the COVID vaccine than you are to die of COVID. Nobody's telling you the odds of dying of COVID are basically zero if you're under the age of 65. And they really are zero if you're under the age of 50. And they really are zero if you're in your 20s, 30s, or teens. So why do they need to risk dying from the vaccine or sickness from the vaccine or mortal wounded from the vaccine? You know, like the poor 18-year-old girl has had 3 brain surgeries since getting the vaccine. And the crowd loved it. I didn't say anything wrong. Republicans love when you ask questions. Republicans love when you debate issues. Republicans love when you present every side, when you don't lie to the people. You know? And then I told a story that was in the RJ. That's what's so funny. They're telling you to take the vaccine, take the vaccine. Brainwashing all day. Listen to the story in the RJ. The poor 18-year-old girl who's had 3 brain surgeries and massive blood clots in her brain. The story was in the RJ today, Las Vegas Review-Journal, the main newspaper in Las Vegas. They interviewed her doctor and her team of doctors. And they said right away they knew something was terribly wrong and they knew it was the vaccine. How do they know that? I wonder how they knew that. Is it because maybe there are people, doctors, all over the country who are silent, but they know there's massive problems with the vaccines? I guess. I don't know. But don't ask me. Ask the doctor. He's a brilliant surgeon and a brilliant infectious disease expert. And he said, I immediately called the FDA to let them know there's a problem with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and this girl has massive blood clots after getting the vaccine, and it's not normal. She's 18 years old, and I've never seen this before, and I don't know what to do. So he calls the FDA, and guess what they say? Nothing. They never called him back. So then he calls the CDC, and guess what they say? Nothing. They never called him back. And then he calls Johnson & Johnson, who gave her the vaccine and invented it, and said, help me, I don't know what's wrong with this girl. Her brain's going to die. And guess what? They never called him back. And then a week later, without calling him back, the FDA suspended the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You know why? Because I guarantee you in that week, hundreds of doctors around the country were calling them and telling them about people all over the country who were having massive, massive problems with the vaccine. Why do you think they suspended it? You think they did it over 6 people? They're hiding the truth. A lot of people have gotten sick. But again, is it a small percentage? Yes, it is. It's absolutely a small percentage. How? I've never been concerned with now. I've always said I think the problem is going to be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. lots of people will fall sick from the poisons in the vaccine. Lots of people. And it didn't have to be this way. It didn't have to be rushed. It didn't have to be experimental. It didn't have to be emergency use. They could have really tested it on people and found out. And also, you can make these vaccines organic. You don't have to fill them with all kinds of poisons. But they don't do that because that wouldn't be cheap. Each vaccine would cost $300. Instead, each vaccine costs, you know, the government like $10. So you fill it with all kinds of disgusting fillers and all kinds of mercury and all kinds of things that give people major, major problems. If you're sensitive and you're allergic, you know, as an example, they've already said if you're highly allergic in England, they say don't take the vaccine. In the United States, nobody says that. You might have anaphylactic shock, but they don't say that in the United States. So the crowd loved that. And then I talked about the Chauvin trial, and I said, I don't like this guy. I'm not going to defend Derek Chauvin. He's a bully. He had his knee on a guy's neck till he died. 9.5 minutes. He's a bad guy. He's a bad cop. But don't tell me it was a fair trial. Don't lie to my face. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born 5 minutes ago. It wasn't a fair trial. You know the jurors and the judge felt they'd be killed if they voted acquittal and innocent or lower charges. They never had to find him guilty of the highest charges, except they would have been killed. They all feared for their lives, their children's lives, their houses burned down, never get their jobs back again, lose all their friends, their children murdered at school. Oh, and how about this one? I don't believe the judge and the jury would have ever left the courthouse. The building would have been surrounded by Antifa and BLM. Crowds would have gotten so big, the military and the National Guard could not have gotten there in time. Cops would have been killed protecting the building, and they would have set fire to the building, and the judge and jury would have died that day, that hour after finding him acquitted. So don't tell me it was a fair trial. I'm not a fan of Derek Chauvin, and I believe he's a bad cop, and I believe he should have been fired, and I believe he did something wrong that day. But you know what? Don't even try and tell me justice was served, that it was a fair trial. Because they threatened, they intimidated, they bullied.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. That is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you? No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, my old friend Chuck Muth is one of the biggest conservatives in the state of Nevada and a brilliant strategist. He's got two quotes in his latest newsletter. I wanted to read to you. Great stuff. First of all, a quote from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. We've resisted government mandates and South Dakota's stronger for it. I encourage all South Dakotans to get vaccinated against COVID-19, but we are not going to mandate that you get vaccinated, and we're not going to restrict freedom with un-American policies like vaccine passports. Great stuff from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And then Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, said the 11 states with the highest unemployment rates are all run by Democrat governors. California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. 11 blue Democrat states with 11 governors. I'm just looking through the list and not seeing Michigan. Are you kidding me? Michigan doesn't have the highest unemployment in America? California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. I'm amazed. 11 states with the lowest with the highest unemployment, all Democrat blue states run by Democrat governors, but I can't believe Michigan isn't on the list. Wow, that took me for a loop. I don't get it. Michigan's the worst under Kristi Whitman. I can't believe she's not at the top of the list. But nonetheless, 11 worst states for jobs, unemployment, 11 worst states, all 11 blue states run by blue Democrat governors. Good stuff, Chuck Muth. Great stuff. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty. Now, all of you know I'm in the best shape of my life. I had that going on in my speech today, too, in front of the Republican Women's Federated group just now. I told them, you know, a lot of people said to me, my God, you look so much younger. You look so much thinner. My God, you've lost half your body. No, I haven't. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I only lost 5 pounds of actual fat or actual weight because I gained 10 pounds of muscle. But I look completely different. And you all know I love working out hard every day, and I love it, I love it, I love it. But I turned 60 this summer, and working out can cause serious aches and pains. So I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion with the Washington Redskins and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50, maybe even over the age of 40. Now, in my case, it's over the age of 60 in another 3 months. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. It would heal my body, my mind, and my soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. This is the highest quality CBD I've ever seen. Just so you know, CBD is not pot. No Republican conservative over the age of 50 has to get nervous. Oh, my God, Wayne's recommending pot. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-grown and American-made. CBD is real. It's mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allyn, WAR15. And even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. Latest study is out. More Americans now fear illegal immigration than COVID. Pew Research, 48% of those polled believe illegal immigration is a very big problem. Only 47% consider coronavirus to be their most pressing concern. So more people are worried about the border and illegal immigration than COVID. Just what I say 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all about the border, stupid. All about the border, stupid. And then if you think what happened to Derek Chauvin is like, oh, man, you know, oh, happy days are here again. It's all okay. They found him guilty, and that means we're done with racism. We're done with race problems. We're done with race war. We're done with all the problems. Everything will be fine. They won't burn the country down. Good luck. Because what happens, you just embolden the liberals of Antifa and BLM and the Al Sharpton army and all of them. You embolden them. BLM protesters demand white restaurant owners leave New York City, and they chant, get the F out of New York. And they didn't say F, they said the word. Get the F out of New York. Reacting to the Derek Chauvin verdict by harassing diners and demanding white owners of restaurants get out of New York. Unruly protests broke out in numerous major cities, despite Chauvin being convicted on all counts. Unbelievable. Protesters in front of sidewalk diners in New York. Get the F out of New York. We don't want you here because you're owned by white people. We don't want your money. We don't want your effing taquerias owned by white men, the crowd chants. Before another demonstrator suggests the diners tip 30% of their income. The group later marched across the Manhattan Bridge while chanting one solution, revolution. And abolish the NYPD. I have an idea. Wayne Root has a great idea. It's the idea of the year. You know what? I'll have to do it when I get back. It's the idea of the year. I have figured out how no policeman will ever, ever hurt a black person or black criminal ever again. I've got the solution. Holy crap, I've got it. Wait till we get back. I'll give it to you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is an American achievement. A powerful demonstration of unity and resolve, what unity will do for us.
President Biden's comments after he says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations on Thursday. That's double the amount of his original goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days as president. The president also calling on employers to give workers paid time off to get vaccinated.
No working American should lose a single dollar from their paycheck because they chose to fulfill their patriotic duty of getting vaccinated.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki weighing in on the police shooting of a knife-wielding teenage girl as she attacked another girl in Columbus, Ohio. By connecting the incident to police violence in minority communities and the death of George Floyd. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I promised you I'd give you my answer before we get to my esteemed guest, Brigitte Cabral, who always gives me such a lively interview, and her and I just get along great together, so I can't wait to hear what Brigitte has to say. But I told you before the break I'd let you know I have the solution. I've come up with it. I think it'll be my commentary this weekend. I have a nationally syndicated newspaper column. I think it'll be my idea. I've come up with a way that black people will not get shot by police anymore because it's gotten ridiculous. It's over the top. Every minute in America, there's a black person getting shot because they're involved in a crime in a high-crime neighborhood. And the police come upon them, and there's a confrontation, they get shot, and the crowd wants the cop to die, and the cop gets arrested, and the cop faces jail, the cop faces life in prison, the cop faces the death penalty for stopping a criminal. It's gotten ridiculous. It's over the top. And black people want to defund the police, right? Well, I don't think black people do, but I think black activists do. I think most black Americans are actually very pro-police, but black liberal activists do. So I've come up with a solution that helps everybody. Policemen should avoid answering calls in high-crime neighborhoods. That's it. You know, if you really believe that police should be defunded and police should be abolished and police should be disbanded and police should go to prison, which is what it seems like all the liberal activists want, and it's not just black liberal activists, it's primarily white liberals. But BLM and black activists and white liberals all believe police are so bad, then they shouldn't go into hire your own security force. And let it be an all-black security force. Police should no longer go into high-crime neighborhoods because you're going to come upon crimes committed by minorities and going to have to shoot them, and then you're going to face prison, and your family's ruined, and your life is ruined. So everybody wins. If you just spend your whole life in Great Neck, New York, Scarsdale, New York, rich towns, Beverly Hills, just the police should only hang out in rich towns that are primarily 90% white, right? They'll never get in trouble. They'll never shoot a black person. They'll never have to do anything but eat donuts sitting in the car, never have to get out of the car and confront someone, and you get to get your pension one day and not go to prison. Cops win, and the black community should win, because there will be no policemen to shoot black criminals anymore, right? Except, guess what will happen? The moral to the story is, without those policemen, see, I say call their bluff. Without those policemen in high-crime neighborhoods, it is innocent, nice, law-abiding black people in America who will be hurt the most, because it'll be the Wild West. It'll be Mad Max. The thin blue line is the only thing protecting you from disaster, from murder rates that are not 15 a week in Chicago, but 15 an hour if you took police off the streets. So all this time you thought you hated police, the answer is, let's see what it's like without them for a little while. That's my solution. You just got such big mouths, you liberals. Let's pull back the police from high-crime neighborhoods, and let's see you survive on your own without police. Good luck, and you won't have police to kick around and send to prison anymore. I think that's a very fair answer. Let's see what happens. We've got Brigitte Cabral here, national security analyst, chairman of ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. Brigitte, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, my friend, and you just got my vote for president. Please run.
That's a good solution, isn't it? If it's so terrible, stop going into high-crime minority neighborhoods and let's see what happens. I think you're going to beg the police to come back. Right.
Exactly. And let them deal with it by themselves in the inner cities. Let them sort their problem out. They're going to assign their own patrol to patrol the inner cities from their own people. And this way, nobody can get offended if the police officer, if any of them have to take action. Meanwhile, let those of us who are law-abiding citizens, who do not break the law, who do not confront police officers, who do not attack police officers, who do not assault police officers, who are not dealing drugs in the corner of the street, who are not raping people, killing people, etc. We don't have a problem with the police. Leave the police officer to monitor our neighborhoods. I completely agree with you. We need more common sense people like you in government. But you know what it's going to take to get there, Wayne? It's going to take the American public, our people, our listeners right now, calling their members of Congress and screaming hell. And not just the Republicans. You need to call the Democrats, because you need to put the Democrats under so much pressure pressure your local elected official anywhere you are in the country, because you need to give them cover when they go to their leadership and say, I'm going to lose in 2022 because of the rhetoric from Maxine Waters, because of the rhetoric from Chuck Schumer, because of the rhetoric coming out of the Democratic Party and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and all these lefty crazies in Congress. We need to change the tone. They need to hear from us, and you need to call your Democratic member of Congress all the time. Not just once, twice a week, three times a week. Turn up the heat on them and let them feel the heat if they're not willing to see the light.
I agree. And, you know, I've got a name for my experiment. I think we'll call it the purge, because you're going to find out what happens in high-crime neighborhoods without policemen who are willing to risk your life for you. You know, the ones you want to throw in prison for the rest of their lives for making split-second decisions. The town will be turned into the purge. You're going to need to lock your doors at night and put metal shields over your doors and windows and never come out till the sun comes up without cops. And I think what we should do, Brigitte, is we should replace them with an entire squad of transgender, lesbian, gay cops with no guns and psychology degrees. And let's see how they fare in those neighborhoods. Let's see. I think it'll be fun to watch. It should be a reality show. Let's watch what happens.
Yeah, it'll be fun. The scary thing that's happening right now, Wayne, is police officers are not enlisting. And why should they? Well, if I had a son who wanted to enlist to become a police officer,
never.
I lay my body never. On my driveway in front of his
right.
car, and I would say, you will have to drive over my dead body in order for you to go enlist as a police officer right now. Why should they? They are
right.
going out, putting their life on the line. No other profession like them going to putting their life on the line, unless you're a soldier fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan or any, you know, hellhole country, as President Trump likes to call them, in a colorful language. Otherwise, why should you do that? And right now, it's starting to affect all of us nationwide. And that's why people need to go in their local community, contact their local city council, make sure we stand with the police. Make sure if you're driving and you stop at a traffic light, thank a police officer if he's standing next to you. You know, that's what I do. I roll my window down, I make sure I get the police officer's attention, and I say, I just want to thank you for serving our community. Thank you for laying your life on the line to keep my life safe. We appreciate you. And everybody should be doing that right now, because they have such low morale right now within the police force. We need to support them.
I agree with you. Listen, you know, guys are very, competitive and confrontational. You know, it's like cops get nervous when a guy walks towards them. So it's my fiance Cindy who does exactly what you do. You know, we'll go to a hockey game and outside there's a line of 10 cops. She'll stop in front of every cop and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's people that still love you. We love you. We appreciate you. If I did it, they'd laugh in my face probably. You know, a macho guy and a macho guy. But when a woman does it, especially a beautiful woman, they go, oh, they blush and they, oh, thank you. Thank you. So Cindy and you both think alike. You're perfect, especially women. Tell every cop how much you appreciate them and how much we need them and how much you feel sorry for what they're going through. I'm telling you, it's a great idea.
Absolutely. And here's another idea for the guys to do if you are too embarrassed to thank them. You see them eating a meal at a restaurant, you make sure you give your credit card to the waiter, pay for their meal before they even write the check. Cover their meal. Thank them for their service. That way they wouldn't even know it. I do that many times, and they don't even know that I paid the bill. I walk out the door. Everybody can do that, and you can do it with any soldier and any police officer and anybody who lays their life on the line for your freedom and for your security.
I love it. I love it. Now, let's ask you about the Derek Chauvin trial, because let me tell you what I've been saying. I just came from giving a big speech to the Federated Republican Women of the state of Nevada. I got a standing ovation. They loved my thoughts. I want to hear if you agree with me. Okay, Brigitte, are you ready for my thought? I will not defend Derek Chauvin. I saw him put his knee. It's a tough decision. The guy was on drugs. The guy was on fentanyl. He's a criminal. He's a bad guy. He was in jail for putting a gun up against a pregnant woman's belly. George Floyd is no hero. I made sure I started with that. But on the other hand, Derek Chauvin is a bully, and he had his knee until the guy's life was gone. It was very strange. He had a strange look in his eyes. I won't defend him. I will not sit here and say I'm Derek Chauvin's defender. So I think he's a bad guy, and he should have lost his job. I don't think it should have been murder. I think it didn't rise to the level of murder. But let's forget all that. That's not the issue. The issue I feel, and I got a standing ovation from the Republican women for this, the real issue is stop lying to me and telling me he got a fair trial. I wasn't there. I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury. So I don't know what he really did or didn't do. But one thing I know, stop lying to me and saying he got a fair trial and justice was served. Every person on that jury believed they'd be killed if they didn't, if they voted for acquittal. They'd be burned out. They'd be killed. The building would burn down. They'd lose their jobs. They'd be hunted down. Their children would be beat up or murdered at school. Their wives would be murdered at work. They would never work again. Their names would be shamed for life. They all knew that. They had to come up with guilty on all charges. So whether he was guilty or not, I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know. I didn't see the evidence. All I know is that it was not a fair trial, and the audience loved what I said and gave me a giant ovation. What do you think?
You are correct. This was not a fair trial. I mean, look, even the president chimed in. The president of the United States said he wished it was the right verdict. Never in the history of the United States has any president, Republican or Democrat, ever weigh in on a court on a trial like this. Lady Justice is supposed to be blind. Lady Justice is blind. Let the justice take place. Let the court system play it the way it's supposed to play, the way a fair trial should be. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, look at the intimidation to the jurors already before the trial. Everybody knew. I mean, look, cities have been boarding up now for 2 weeks in anticipation of what the verdict is going to be. Everybody was concerned from Minneapolis to Beverly Hills.
Here's the problem. We're going to a break. Stay with us through the break. Yes, we'll take you on the other side.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. But here's the problem, and you can answer this on the other side of the break. The problem is I now believe that you've fed the liberals, right? Don't feed the liberals. You fed them, and they think they've won, and they're puffing their chests out. Now they think they can intimidate every jury in this entire country and get their way. And this was a bad, bad example. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Brigitte Gabriel's with me. We always have a fiery segment. We should call it the Brigitte and War segment. I like that. Brigitte and War. Brigitte goes to war. How about that? Let's call it that. National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise, and we're talking about a reaction to the Derek Chauvin verdict. I really do believe, Brigitte, that not only were they intimidated, but now the police are so turned off, not because of this trial, because of everything that's happening, and the defund the police and the abolish police incident yesterday in Ohio, Columbus incident today in North Carolina. Every time a policeman shoots a black person, instantly they should be sent to prison. Oh, my God, prison. So let's just not shoot black people anymore. Let's not shoot anyone anymore. Let's take the guns away from the police. Let's hire only, you know, policemen with psychology degrees who know nothing about actual fighting or policing. And watch what happens to America. We're going to turn into Mad Max. Sad situation.
We're already seeing this already happen, Wayne. I mean, this is already happening nationwide. We already do not feel safe as we used to under President Trump. We do not feel safe as we used to 6 months ago, because right now we are seeing riots. We are seeing lawlessness. Even before the verdict was announced, we are seeing lawlessness nationwide in all our major cities and even in some towns. I mean, this is very concerning and should be concerning to every American, because if you think right now, oh, this is only happening in the big cities, it doesn't affect me, and, you know, it only happens in Chicago and me. Minneapolis and Philadelphia and all these big cities, Atlanta, but it's not coming to Virginia Beach. It is not coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. It's not coming to Charlottesville, Virginia. Wait and see. When you don't have enough police enlisting, what's going to happen in 5 years? What's going to happen in 10 years? How is your community going to look like? If you don't think it's going to affect me now, it's going to affect you sooner or later, and now is the time to speak up while you still have a voice. And before we went to break, Wayne, I love what you said about how they are feeling empowered. You are correct. They are feeling empowered. But this is the domino effect. They didn't just feel empowered yesterday. They started feeling empowered all summer long when they were holding these riots, when they were burning up our cities, and nobody bothered, and nobody really said anything. And then after January 6th, when they attacked the conservatives for showing up and peacefully demonstrating, with the exception of few people who should not have attacked the Capitol, which you and I completely agree on that, we believe in peaceful demonstration to express our opinion. That's our right as American citizens, given to us by the Constitution, by the Bill of Rights. We have freedom of speech, and we can express our opinion peacefully, democratically. We can do that. So we don't agree with the people that attacked the Capitol. But the reaction by our government to the people that attacked the Capitol, they felt empowered then that they can get away with it. They can get away by building walls around our Capitol. They can get away by intimidating our Republican elected officials, which, by the way, lost their spine and started all backing away one at a time, afraid of their shadows. So here we are today. This is what happens when you appease a bully time and time again, thinking you're going to just make him go away, he's going to be fine, and all you're doing is empowering that bully to increase his tactics and attack you in more creative way to destroy you.
Yeah, I mean, let me get your opinion on this, too, because I just gave that speech to the Republican Federated Women's Group here in Las Vegas, and I said the following. The Derek Chauvin trial and the reaction by the judge and the jury reminds me of what happened with the election. I sincerely believe that Trump won the election, and I believe he won in a landslide. But I believe that all the judges, Gabrielle, all of them, Bridget, all the judges were scared to death and intimidated by the liberal mob to ever overturn an election. They didn't look at the evidence. They didn't care about the evidence, just like I don't believe the jury looked at the evidence for Derek Chauvin. This is the age of liberal mob rule and intimidation in the United States, and the entire election was lost because not a single judge had the chutzpah or the cojones to overturn an election because they felt their kids would get beat up at school, they could never go out to eat again, chefs would spit in their food, and they would go down in history as a terrible person for overturning the election, and their family could be killed. I believe they were all intimidated. What say you?
I agree with you, and I'm very disappointed with them, especially the three that President Trump attempted. Shame on them. He took all sorts of shots against him and standing up with them and defending them. I mean, he was not going to back down. Remember Gorsuch, when everybody, you know, was after him, and they were trying to literally slaughter him when he was going through the hearing, and President Trump stood by him. I mean,
yes,
he would
did.
Not back down. All of them, and the betrayal, Comey, Barrett, all of them. I mean, the betrayal, with the exception of Justice Thomas, and who was the other one? My mind just went blank. We need to stand up now and fight, and I encourage people to go to our website, actforamerica.org. We are organizing Back the Blue rallies nationwide. Start a group. Start organizing a rally in your community. Start standing with the police. We need to come together. Go to actforamerica.org and get involved.
All right. You've heard it. Brigitte Gabrielle, National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Latest book is Rise. But go and contribute and join the action. Volunteer, ActForAmerica.org. Brigitte, I just hope one day you and I can be in the same room together delivering back-to-back speeches. We will drive the crowd crazy!
Oh, my God. We'll be so good. We'll have so much fun. I just have to come see you in Vegas and do it with you in the studio, at least do a show together.
Absolutely. Can't wait for it. You're invited. Open invitation to Las Vegas. Back to back. Wayne Allyn Root, Brigitte Gabrielle. Speeches of the year.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
D3.